listening to the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers. Episode 34, Thoughts from the Plains, Test Screening.
This podcast is brought to you by Netflix.com. For your free one-month trial and to support the show, go to therotoscopers.com/Netflix. Netflix has a great, incredible array of different animated films from Disney, DreamWorks, Don Bluth, Pixar. I mean, they are all on there. And if you don't want to buy them yourself, but you want to watch them legally, go to Netflix. So for your free one-month trial, again, that's therotoscopers.com/Netflix. This is the Animation Addicts Podcast with the Rotoscopers, Disney, DreamWorks, Pixar, Don Bluth, and everything in between. We are your hosts. I'm Morgan Stradling.
And I'm Chelsea Robson.
And we, Chelsea, what did we get to do this past week?
Out of the blue. This past week, we got to go and see the test screening, we love these, for the new upcoming movie from Disney Toon Studios, Plains.
Plains. It comes out in August. It was a direct-to-video movie, and then a few months ago they changed it to direct to theaters. So this is a big deal because, yeah. I mean, obviously they thought there's a lot of merit in this movie, that it's worth putting out and people are actually going to see it. And you know what? I know what you're thinking out there, audience. I know you're thinking, Planes, oh, please.
Why? Because we all thought the same thing.
Yes, exactly. Cars with wings. They're essentially just capitalizing on the Cars franchise. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm all about capitalizing on your franchises and making money, okay? Like, I love making money. But it's basically Cars with wings, right?
Right.
But that's okay because it was really good.
Yeah. We were both really surprised and very pleasantly so. Because in general, like you're saying, like, I kind of went into this thinking, oh, well, maybe they're just wanting to expand California Adventure a little bit more. we need another Dumbo ride that we can spin around somewhere in Cars Land. Well, let's add Planes to the subject. This really was like, oh, okay, here's what's going on. I always think about that. So I'm like, anytime that they kind of try to capitalize on any type of attraction at the parks, it's like when Pirates of the Caribbean came out. I was like, but what? They're making that a movie off of the ride? What? It turned out to be amazing. But in this case, I'm thinking, okay, now they're just going to go backwards. Let's pre-plan our parks and, you know, make the movies that go along with it. Maybe they are that closely knitted together. I don't know. But, you know, that's what I was thinking. I love the movie, though. I was very engaged the entire time and just made me really happy.
Yeah. So going with what we were kind of talking about, this was direct-to-video. And this is the same studio that does the Tinkerbell movies. And I don't know your opinion on it, but I actually think the Tinkerbell movies are pretty good. You know, they're really high-quality animation. They're good to look at. The story's decent. I mean, it's a rent-it for me. I don't need to own the whole collection, but those are direct-to-video. And I was thinking, I was like, man, direct-to-video, now they're turning this. I'm kind of nervous because direct-to-video is not. But then I was thinking about our last podcast, Toy Story 2. And Toy Story 2 was once a direct-to-video movie at one point. And that is one of the greatest films of all time, let alone, you know, animated films of all time. And so this actually, I was like, okay, I'm gonna cut it some slack. And I'm glad I did because, like I said, I was going into this with very low expectations. I was expecting not to even be won over, but just to be like laughing the whole time and being like, that was crappy. And it wasn't. And that's like such a breath of fresh air to me and like a sign that this studio is really on the up.
Yeah.
You know, that a movie that's really based off Planes, essentially, and just Planes with Wings, can do something so good as this.
Yeah, yeah. I love the characters. I'll be honest, like, if you go into this movie expecting it to be an extension of the Cars universe, you won't be disappointed. Like, just expect that going into it, and then you'll be able to accept everything that comes at you.
Yes.
And it's when you go in kind of resenting the fact that you'll be upset. But if you don't resent it and you just accept it, you'll be fine.
So with the characters, I mean, there are parallels to characters that are in Cars. You have the, you know, the old sourpuss retiree. They have the, you know, the cute girl. They have the lovable sidekick. They have the young racer, you know, the hotshot. And then they have the bully menace, you know, your competition. So, I mean, there are parallels, but then again, probably a lot of movies just in general have things like that.
Yeah.
So it was actually really good. So I actually like some of these characters better. I was never a Mater fan, but there is a truck that's a gas a gas truck, and his name is Chug, and he's the best friend of Dusty, and he was really good. Liked him a lot.
I really liked him. He was very funny. It's the same voice of the friend from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Might be in there.
Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. He was really funny as Chug. Like, his dialogue along with one of the other side characters together, it was just back and forth fanboys, like, the entire time. So funny. Very clever. The entire... Like I said in the YouTube video that we did, I give the dialogue in this movie 4 stars. I was very engaged throughout all of it.
Yeah. I really love Sinbad's characters. He plays a character named Roper, and any time that he came on stage or he came on the screen was just hilarious. Everyone in the audience was laughing. He's a funny guy, and he said hilarious things, so he really kept it alive. What I really liked about this movie is that it's called Planes, right? Like, they are unabashedly all about planes, and so they have tons of planes jokes, planes puns, just planes everywhere, and it's really, really funny the way that they do it.
One of my favorite planes was the Mexican Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so funny. He was one of the stars of the planes within the race and everything, and just very clever, everything that he throws in there. I mean, he just comes in, I'm just thinking to myself, he's like, gotta love the Mexican wrestler.
Yeah, he's sort of like a luchador. He has, like, the mask, and he has this little cape that, like, no cape for you. Yeah, so, I mean, the reason these other planes come is at one point there's this international race, you know, where all these different planes from different countries are racing, and so he comes and he's involved, and there's others. There's one from, I thought was really funny, like, instead of a French plane, it was the French-Canadian plane. But so she was from, you know, the French part of Canada, so she spoke French, and she was very, you know, oh, oui, oui, oui. But
very hoity-toity.
Yes, so that was really fun. They had a plane from Britain, and then they just had this, like, random nemesis type. I'm not sure he was from any country. He was just kind of like the bad boy bully. I'm gonna win this.
Yeah.
I'm the champion. Like, okay, we get it, you know.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand. Okay, this isn't really spoilery, but he has these two, like, henchmen that are essentially, like, his people that, you know, fill him up and they tune him up, you know, during the pit stops and stuff. But, like, many times during the race, they would be, like, riding right alongside with him. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, if you're as fast as him, why aren't you guys racing yourself? Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I thought about that too. I was like, huh?
Very fun.
Yeah. It's like, oh, suppression. They do a lot of puns, as Morgan was talking about. You know, they have the word, the Jolly Wrenchers. Like, like, that was just so funny. Like, I just thought it was great. But they had, like we said, we're not going to go in and spoil all these funny things, because that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
It's like when you go through and, like, that was very surprising and funny.
Yeah.
So we're definitely not going to ruin that for you, because that's just mean. But just very, very steady dose of comedy throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, it was really good. I actually liked the story that they had, and I liked, I mean, even though it was basically a racing theme, I mean, Rusty, he's this rookie, you know, going for the gold against the big boys. You're playing with the big boys now. But it was still fun, and they did a really good job in making it seem somewhat fresh. Even though, like, it was a storyline that maybe we'd seen before, but they had these other elements. They had a side story with one particular character that involved, you know, Navy bombers and, like, fighter jets. And that was one thing that we were talking about. Chelsea, my brother Steven, which you'll remember from the Tangled episode, and I all went to the film. And so we were kind of talking about it later, and I was like, what's the deal with, like, racing? Because apparently in this film, or in this universe, racing is the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
But then again, racing really is the only thing that matters to little boys, right?
Right.
But I was thinking, like, how cool would it have been if they expanded the, like, army fighter jet, you know, motif and kind of just had a story about that. And then I was telling my husband that. He's like, oh, no, military is very, you know, do not do. And I'm like, well, they did. Or even, like, stunt planes, you know, like the Blue Angels. How cool would that have been to see something similar like that, and, like, someone trying to, you know, become a stunt plane and learning the things. I think that would have made it a little more fresh, and then the Cars comparisons would have gone away.
Yeah.
But it's what's done is done, and it was actually still good. But maybe for a sequel, it could be about a stunt jet.
You're already planning a sequel for this
one? Well, no, they already are planning a sequel. So we got this paper, and we had to fill out our thoughts and stuff. And first off, one was like, you know, what did you like about this film, and what didn't you like about this film? You could check different boxes, and one was like, too much like the Cars films.
Yeah.
And then a few lines down, they're like, would you see a plane sequel? So, like, really early, they're getting feedback to say, like, maybe that's how they knew that even a few days before Oz came out, that they already announced that they were doing a sequel. Maybe people in the test screenings were like, yes, please.
Probably.
So.
That makes a lot of sense. I hope that Disney doesn't, like, hear these and be like, no, we're never going to Arizona again. Those girls.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the write-up I didn't spoil anything.
Right.
And since all of these have all come out, like, I can talk about the characters more or less. And we say good things.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of what they wanted to happen. People who didn't want to see this movie, see this movie.
Right.
And, like, lots of people on the website have already been like, wow, like, I'm really impressed that, like, the Rotoscopers liked this. Like, I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that. So, if anything, this is good.
Yeah.
That we somehow get invited to these things.
Yeah. No, yeah. If the Rotoscopers like this, I wonder.
Yeah.
Like, because we try to be totally honest. Like,
yeah.
I try to be, like, even for all of... Like, for the host one, I was like, I can't lie about this. Like, it was just bad.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's awesome. Well, we have to, because we're, like, typically, we are stereotypically, like, love everything.
Yeah.
That's animated, right? Or anything. Yeah, we love it. And so the fact that when you saw the host, you were like, no, guys. Like, this is a no. As much as I love Stephenie Meyer,
and that,
sorry.
Yeah, I went through and I was like, I love it. Yay! But then I read it. Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. But yeah, I thought it was an actually funny review. But so you know how much I love music. It's just my life.
It's not a podcast unless Chelsea's talking about music.
It's not. But I've noticed the last couple times I've been on, I haven't been able to get on. Like, I haven't brought it up lately. And
shame,
I'm like,
shame, Chelsea.
Dang it.
We just need Chelsea, a new segment. Chelsea's music segment.
I'll have a theme song and everything. Thing anyway.
It'll be like a yodeling. Do, 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 do. Chelsea's yodeling segment. Chelsea's yodeling segment. Do, 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 do.
Oh, so...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
The music part of it, the very first thing you'll notice is they go in, and it's just this rock out guitar solo.
Oh,
just like very hardcore. Like
heavy.
Whoa. This is different.
This is intense.
Yeah. I was like, I'm intrigued now. I really want to know what this movie is if you're going to be throwing that at me.
Yeah.
And then later on, like, even just through the different, they had a lot of, throughout the background music, it's just a lot of it was a lot more contemporary, a lot more just hard rocker. Like,
yeah,
pretty sweet stuff. And then it got to my favorite part. Well, Morgan was, she came, she's like, Chelsea, wouldn't this be funny if it would just became a musical out of nowhere? I was like, yeah, I can dream, can I?
Yeah, totally joking, because Cars wasn't a musical. There was, you know, nothing like that. They had a few songs, right? But it wasn't characters.
Do you know why? It's because Cars was Pixar, and Pixar made a promise that they would never do musicals.
True.
Yeah, but this is Toon Disney. Toon Disney can do whatever they want. They did the Goofy movie.
Yes!
Best music ever. So, you know, they So out of nowhere comes these two musical numbers that they start singing, and they're awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it so much. And I think they tried to add a lot of international appeal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of international appeal. And I loved it too, because a lot of the places that they went to, I've been lucky enough to travel to as well. And so as we're going from different places, I've been there. Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
It was like reliving all of my past travels in one movie. It was like, yay.
Yeah, the very first song, it just comes literally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They just start singing, and it's like Be Our Guest type singing, you know, where it's full on out and they're singing and they're dancing and this and that. You're like, what the, you know, like the song is over and then you're sitting and you're like scratching your head like, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, but then the second song that they play is actually really good. And, well, they don't play a song. It is sung, and it's more appropriate because it ties in with a plot that they are trying to push. And so it moves the plot along and resolves a storyline very, very well. So in this one, they reference a particular movie from the 80s that's a very iconic scene. And then they kind of shift it to the song, which is really good, really classic. Characters involved are just the best. They did a good job.
Yeah.
I wonder if these guys all flew over on Disney's private jet.
Probably.
I mean, there was a ton of people.
Yeah.
And let's fill the jet. Just come and go.
Yeah. We got to sit next to a bunch of the animators. I don't even know if they were animators, but people from Disney.
Were you talking to this?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was just really funny. The one guy comes in and he sits down and I'm just like, so, you work for Disney?
He's like, yep.
He's like, yeah. Or at least that's what I told him to get in. I was like, you're clever.
Yeah.
I like you. I wish I'd got his name.
They also had this little part, like there were the taped off seats, like one big section that was for all the Disney crew. And then there were specific taped off seats for directors and for John Lasseter, who was there again. So,
hey John,
what's up? And so, but there was also one, I don't know who was sitting there, but it had like this control panel next to his seat.
Yeah.
I think it was like a decibel meter to see how loud it got during certain scenes, like laughter meter, like laughogram or something, you
right,
know?
Right.
So it had like number, I looked at it after, it had like a little dial and then it had a number pad. So I think during certain jokes, this is the way they time if the joke works or it doesn't work. Because if it was really loud, then they'll have the data that they can then go back and look and see when it happened. Or maybe he just wrote it down manually and then like jokes, they're like, oh, this is so funny, it's totally gonna work, and then crickets.
Yeah. Well, it's like that one Simpsons episode where it's like, I don't know, this guy really likes that. What happened there?
Which one?
They have something like that. It's like, all right, everybody, if you like something, just turn it to the right. If you don't like something, turn it to the left. And then they show the data, like the directors are in something in the background. And they're like, I don't know, but number 32 really likes this part. It was because like he got stuck or something.
Like,
Homer? I think so. I don't. It was funny.
You were talking about him.
Oh. So the director is Clay Hall, and he's a King of the Hill guy. He's done some Simpsons stuff, but mostly King of the Hill. The King of the Hill has some really funny parts, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That type of humor just thrown in there, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had, I wouldn't call it adult humor, it was more mature humor. Mm-hmm. And like Chelsea says, it's just like subtly thrown in there. You had to have lived a few years to like get, I mean, the kids are not going to get some of these jokes. They're not going to get some of the references or the background scenes. So, you know, it's a little nod to the parents like, hey, this is not a kid's movie. It's for
right.
you too. You know, like The Simpsons. I don't really see Simpsons being a kid's thing at all.
No.
So, and dare I say Planes is like that?
You know, they've got a little bit in there that's like, what? Really? They're going to throw that in there? But not really. I don't think it was bad at all.
Yeah. I don't imagine like parents are just going to go randomly see this on their own just because it comes off very youthful and kitty just from the posters and when you look at the name Planes. I mean, very simple, right?
Yeah.
For the kids. I think those who do come because their kids want to are going to be pleasantly surprised. They're not going to be like my dad who fell asleep all the time when he took us to movies because they just weren't for him.
Right.
And I was always offended. I was like, how do you fall asleep during this? This is awesome.
This is the best ever. For example, one of those things that they throw in there for you have to have lived a few years is, so they had Val Kilmer and Anthony Edwards, who were Iceman and Goose in the Top Gun movies.
Yeah.
So it's like, little kids are not going to get that,
yeah.
nor are they going to care.
Yeah.
But like someone who's a little bit older, I think even just a little bit older than us.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it was just right above our territory. They would appreciate it. They weren't that big of a influence on mm-hmm. the film at all. They were
no.
just there for like 2 seconds, but you know, it was still a good nod to the whole plane franchise of movies.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely did aviation and planes justice.
Yeah.
So people who, you know, kind of like Wreck-It Ralph, if you consider yourself a gamer, you know, you're going to catch all the little jokes and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. I don't consider myself an aviator in any way,
yeah.
shape, or form, but from what I could catch, I'm sure there was so much more that I missed. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last thoughts, like we said, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised with Planes, and I really think that Planes is going to be a smash hit. First, it comes out in August, and that typically there's kind of a drought of good movies that come, you know, and I don't think there are any other animated films that come out in August, so it's kind of going to, like, you know, they have easy pickings
yeah.
for at least something. You know, kids are just going to be getting back in school, so that usually has something and why they don't do as well. That aside, merchandising and Blu-ray sales are going to skyrocket
yeah.
through the roof for this.
Yeah.
I mean, every little boy is going to beg and beg and beg and beg to have Planes. And you know every mom is going to buy it for them
yeah.
because she knows how occupied the kids can be when they're watching Cars.
Yeah.
Like, oh, great, there's a new one? Awesome. So that being said, I mean, I think Planes is going to do really well. And if you were like us and you were skeptical, like, take that aside. Like, definitely give this movie a chance. It's better. It'll probably be better than some of the ones that studios put out. Turkeys?
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I mean,
Free Birds now. So.
Free Birds, yes. Oh, which is even, I would have preferred Turkeys.
What I know.
Like, Free Birds is like the most ambiguous name.
Yeah.
It's... Turkeys is very specific, like
yeah.
holiday specific. Like, I get it. Like, oh, a Thanksgiving movie, I can do that. But
right.
Free Birds, I'm like, I don't know. Is this Fly Away Home? Or
oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm pulling that out of the bag, you know?
That
90s nostalgia bag. Anyways, there's our Turkeys from Free Birds tangent. But all in all, so I definitely would give this movie like a very solid 3.5 stars. It's good.
Yeah. I'll give it very solid 3.5 stars. The movie in general. Dialogue, I give 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, very clever. Very good. You'll love it.
Yeah. One thing I think that, you know, really took away from this movie is that it was so similar to Cars. So I think if it had a different storyline and it was, I mean, because apparently they know what works, but if it just... wasn't so similar to Cars, I think I would have given it like a 4 stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it felt kind of been there, done that in a way. But
yeah.
still, I liked it. I mean, I wasn't bored during the movie at all. I wasn't looking at my clock ever.
Right.
It was good.
Yeah. You recognize that it is similar, but at the same time, it's different enough that you really don't care.
Yeah, you really don't care.
All right. So anyway, that is our podcast about this great movie that's going to be coming out.
For more coverage of Planes, go to our website, therotoscopers.com. We also cover all sorts of animation news. We do lots of reviews on new videos that are coming out, DVDs, books. And don't forget to check out our Rotoscopers YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/therotoscopers, and then you can check me and Chelsea out as we talk and gab away at different things, and you get to see us, which is nice every once in a while because, hey, you know, there's a pretty face attached to the voice, too. Also, don't forget to check out our sponsors, audible.com, for your free audiobook download. You can just go to therotoscopers.com/audible, and you can get a 1-month free trial to check out any book that you want. Also, we love when you go to our Amazon affiliate link, therotoscopers.com/Amazon. Are you feeling a trend here? It's like therotoscopers.com/whatever you're looking for. Yeah, just type it in. So in this case, /Amazon, and any purchase that you do, we get a little kickback. So if maybe you're like so excited for Planes to come out, you're already like pre-ordering the Making of Planes, you know, art book or the Planes DVD. Yeah, do it through our link and it will support the show way more than you can know. Last month, we had a ton of people click on our links and it covered all of our costs. And that really makes us excited because it makes us want to do more.
Yeah.
You know, and if we could just keep having just a little bit more here and there, then we could go and do some fun things and we can do more giveaways. So this is all for you guys. I mean, you're buying the stuff anyways. Just, hey, give us some credit, right?
Yeah.
And lastly, don't forget our last sponsor, Netflix. So Netflix, you can get a 1 month free trial of all their movies. I'm sure Planes maybe one day in the future will be here premiered on Netflix. I know they have a deal with Disney, but there's lots of good Disney movies and animated films, like the Bluth films, a lot are on there. Yeah. DreamWorks has a pretty big collection of shorts and movies.
And that collection is just going to grow.
Yeah, I mean, there's the thing. It's just going to get bigger and bigger, and why aren't you there? Therotoscopers.com/Netflix will get you there.
We're so good at this.
Yes. And all of our plugs. And thank you for supporting the show.
If you want to find us individually, you can go to Twitter and you can find Morgan Stradling at Twitter. You can find Morgan Stradling there. You can find me, Chelsea Robson, there. And just do our names.
Yeah.
And then you can also head on over to our Facebook, our my individual website, which takes you to my Facebook. Gotta love the forward. But it's mine. I have the name.
Yes.
ChelseaRobson.com. Thank you very much.
Soon to be the home of a rising star in the country music world, right?
Here we go.
So thanks, guys, for coming and listening to our little thoughts on Plane. I don't really call it our review on Planes yet because we didn't really talk about the plot and different things in detail. Like, it's still spoiler-free, so you're welcome. We didn't want to spoil it for you because it's actually pretty good. So, you know, thank you for, you know, that we got to go to this big screening. It was a complete fluke, again. I mean, really, we have the best of luck right now. So awesome. So
keep praying that we have continued fantastic, amazing luck so we can go see Frozen.
So this has been a fun episode. Thanks, guys, for listening. Keep supporting the show. Send us your emails at therotoscopers@gmail.com. And, you know, maybe if one of you were there at the screening as well, we'll read it on the air. And if
I saw somebody on Twitter was there.
Yeah, one of our friends, Bobby.
Yeah.
So, or maybe if you heard this and this has changed your opinions of Planes, or you are just like, I can't believe this, I need to let them know my thoughts. Go there or send us a voicemail, therotoscopers.com/can you guess it?
Voicemail!
Ding, ding, ding! Yep, there you go. So, thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
We love you. We like you. We miss you. Bye!
Until next time, we are the Rotoscopers. There's one from, I thought was really funny. Instead of a French plane, it was the French-Canadian plane.
Yeah.
You know, she was from Canada, but she was from French-Canada.